Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Stevie Ray bringing us back. Late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out, those out when you get a chance. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend. NoMoreColdCalling.com is her website. It's also the title of one of her books. Her new book, though, is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the weak, sick, unacceptable excuses that salespeople give for not asking for a referral. First, we have to establish, this is non-negotiable, folks, referrals are the holy grail of sales today and forevermore, aren't they, Joanne?
They are, and you and I know that. Everybody knows it, acknowledges it. They says that it's the best business we could have. You know, we get in, we get the meeting, we don't waste time. We have the highest conversion rate ever from prospect to client, well more than 50%. So there's no argument that when you get an introduction, those kinds of things happen. But then on the other hand, we really don't have a process, a system. We're not asking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, once in a while we do, right? When we remember, maybe. But we're not doing it. And one of the other things that gets in the way is people say, oh, you know, I really don't have enough time. And I really balk at that, because what is more important? How much time does it take? It just means that referrals haven't taken precedence in our business. There's so many things we could be doing.
So what do you have time to do? Make a phone call? Make a cold call phone call? You know, Joanne, I was working with a group of salespeople, and they were doing a lot of cold calling on the phone. And I said, okay, look, guys, I know that I'm not going to win you off the phone, but they did admit to me it wasn't working out too well for them. And I said, all right, look, I said, how are you going to feel if you make a phone call to someone and you're unsuccessful? And you find out later that person you called was the brother-in-law of your next-door neighbor. And if you'd just done a little bit of elbow grease, you would have discovered that, and your next-door neighbor could have introduced you to him. How stupid are you going to feel if you do that? What do you think, Joanne?
It's stupid. I agree. And there's no excuse today, because we have phenomenal tools, like LinkedIn is one, that mm-hmm. I use consistently.
Absolutely.
To check out and see how we're connected, see what kinds of things we have in common.
And who you might know that they know that can refer you.
Exactly. So one of the other excuses is, oh, I don't know enough people. Or I've already talked to everybody I know. And that's absolutely incorrect. In fact, yesterday, 2 days ago, I had lunch with a colleague who was in San Francisco from Texas. And we talked on the phone, but I'd never met him. So as a result of the lunch, he offered to introduce me to this company in Texas. So last night I checked it out. And the company is fabulous. Right in my sweet spot, perfect.
Right.
But I didn't know the CEO. But I went on LinkedIn, I put in the company name, and I had one strong connection.
Huh.
And it was the head of enterprise sales for this company who'd reached out to connect with me on LinkedIn and told me how he found me.
Huh.
So when I wrote to my colleague who I had lunch with, I said, here's the story. It's such a small world. So I was able to make that immediate connection.
Right.
That's the difference.
Just by doing some shoe leather rather than calling the guy up and being rejected by him.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the fact we haven't identified enough people, where we say, you know, I've already tapped out, is an excuse. And we have no excuse for that today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And all you did was do a little shoe leather, a little elbow grease, a little checking it out. You didn't get in a hurry. You had some patience. You played a little bit of the long game. And see, this is one of the things that a lot of salespeople get squeezed into, Joanne. They've got a budget. They got a manager pressuring them. and they feel like if they make a cold call, if one of them hits, they can make a sale today or tomorrow or this Friday. Whereas what the process you and I are talking about could take, you know, it could take longer. It could take weeks or months.
Well, it could, but that's an excuse. They'll say, oh, referrals
that's
take
right.
too long.
Well, what I tell people is, look, if you can't win yourself off of cold calling, do a little of both. Make sure you don't do, try to wean yourself off and do a little bit of both, at least in the beginning. What do you think?
How much time do you have on that?
I know you don't like any of them, and I don't either, Joanne, but you and I are both dealing with salespeople who are dealing with reality. They got a manager who's saying, all right, did you make 50 calls today?
And that's the huge problem.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I agree with you. I'm not going to eradicate cold calling from the face
right.
of the earth.
But and, even, you know, even though we wish we could.
Yes, and our definition is the person doesn't know you, doesn't expect to hear from you. So without
right.
an introduction, it's cold.
Right.
You know, whether you're on the phone, whether you're knocking on doors, whether you're reaching out on social media, it doesn't matter. Without an
mm-hmm.
introduction, it's cold. So I agree with you that I'm not going to eradicate it, but I want cold calling to be less and less and referral selling to become the predominant way salespeople, business owners work.
Well, and the thing is, it's not like you're trying to convince them to do something unnatural. Because as you and I have been saying for how long now, years, I guess, if you're going to be successful in sales, you have to get referrals. It's just all there is to it. And it's more true now than ever before. When we come back after these messages, Joanne, I want you to talk to us about the damage that cold calling does today, more so than ever before. We'll do that after these messages with Joanne Black, and it's nomorecoldcalling.com is her website. The book is called No More Cold Calling, and her new one is called Pick Up the Damn Phone. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.